Let's go right now to the Buyers Barricades hotline. My dad joins us on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
How's work going so far? Is your day off to a good start?
Yes, it's been quite busy, so I'm glad I can have a break now.
The World Cup begins tomorrow. What's your excitement level right now?
Oh, extremely high. I just can't wait until it starts. Every 4 years, you know, my adrenaline goes up very high in anticipation of this great event.
George, we read an article the other day about soccer hooligans in Russia, and frankly, I got a little bit nervous for Mike. I feel like you yourself can handle yourself pretty well because you grew up in Russia, and as I read in this article, like, you guys used to fist fight all the time. Is that true, or is that accurate?
I don't think it's accurate. I think you go to Russia now, every second person who you're going to meet on the street will be a police officer. So don't worry about it. They're going to start all the fights before they even begin.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you've ever told me this. Have you gotten into a fight? When was the last fight that you were in?
Oof. That must be in the army. When I served in the Russian army 30 years ago.
Did you get in a... What did you fight somebody over?
I can't recall, but it must have been something really stupid, you know, right? Somebody just refused to, you know, to wash the floors or something. Yeah. I don't know.
First of all, George, nice to meet you. I'm Paul. Also, when you've had these fights before, like, do you just move on from them? You're just like, oh, all right, it was just a fight, or did it linger on afterwards?
Oh, it definitely lingered on because I was, you know, building my strength. You know, I was using all the tools just to build my muscles to be better in the next fight.
Oh, nice.
So not a lot of people in our audience that obviously know much about the Russian army. You've always said that you hated your experience in the army. Why did you dislike it so much?
Oh, I mostly dislike it because I'm an information technology person, and I really lost almost 2 years of my life, and technology moved so far ahead. It took me like 5 or 6 years just to catch on.
Oh,
that's
really?
You're basically taken away out of life, and it's huge.
They didn't like have you go through basic training and then go do technology type stuff. You had to just be in the infantry?
Oh, no. There was no technology stuff in the army back in those days. Everything was manual. No. No computers, nothing.
So yesterday on the show, we had a debate about when the Soviet Union fell. I thought it was 1993. Seth got it correct. It was 1991. Are you disappointed that I didn't know that information off the top of my head?
I'm extremely disappointed. I remember like it happened yesterday. Yes, of course it was 1991.
How shocked were you when it happened?
No, I wasn't shocked. It's been in the works since about 1986, 1987. So just waiting until, you know, the shoe dropped and it happened. You
was it a feeling of relief?
No.
What was it a feeling of?
It was a feeling like I worried about my relatives and friends who were left there because, you know, in the times of turmoil, anything can happen. And then a big part of history went away, so that's what you feel.
Yeah, is there as much as, because you knew how bad things were under the Soviet Union, you had seen the difference, but was there a sense of bittersweetness just because you did lose a whole lot of history and a lot of stuff that was going to be erased for better or worse?
Yes, it was like this. But don't think Soviet Union was that bad. There were several, you know, areas which were good. I just keep remembering my high school, which was one of the most exceptional schools maybe in the world. And now I can see that graduates are doing extremely well in many countries.
So,
okay, but there are certain things that were bad, so it's not black and white.
So we're going in a few weeks, and I'm going to 2 games with my sister and my parents, and my dad and my mother are going to the semifinal, which I think is in St. Petersburg. What's the major difference between Russia now versus the Russia that we left in 1989?
Oh, now it's a pure capitalism, the way it is. It's not our capitalism, which is sort of smoothed by regulation. It's pure in Russia. That's the biggest difference.
Where do you think, let me ask you first before I get to LeBron. Does watching the Golden State Warriors bother you as a sports fan based on how much talent they have?
No, I just enjoy the way they play, how they move the ball around, how they can beat any opponent. You know, I'm a front runner in sports. What can I tell you?
Was there ever a Russian athlete equivalent of Draymond Green?
It's a good question.
Maybe
it's
that,
a good question.
Who is that wrestler, that Greco-Roman wrestler that never lost? Remember that bear dude?
He lost at the end. He lost to American guy, right? He won 3 Olympics. He lost. His name was Karelin. Alexander Karelin.
That's right.
He was a huge star.
He lost to the guy that ended up like losing all of his fingers in an Alaska snowmobile. Rulon Gardner. That's right.
So out of where do you think LeBron James will be the big story in sports nationally the next couple of weeks? My dad's joining us on the show. Where do you think LeBron should go?
I think he should do similar to what Kevin Durant did, you know, to go to a winner. I don't know. Houston Rockets, you know, Boston Celtics. What are the choices? Toronto Raptors?
So basically the choices right now are, people are saying the Rockets, Los Angeles, the Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Probably Los Angeles.
Okay, because you like Los Angeles. Do you feel it's because he can like create a super team there and it's good weather and he could like, you know, basically play out his career there?
Yeah, and Hollywood is around the corner, yeah. Everything helps.
So out of curiosity, go ahead, Seth.
George, okay, so now when you guys are at the World Cup in Russia, do you have any plans to watch any of these games with maybe old high school classmates or college classmates or anything?
Yes, actually, we're discussing it in our WhatsApp chat, you know, where we're going to watch the games, how big is the TV, you know, whether people understand soccer or not. Yes, we're definitely going to do it.
Are you going to see a bunch of people that you haven't seen since you left the Soviet Union?
Yes, in 40 years, I'll see some of them. Exactly 40 years.
Oh, wow.
My high school graduation this May. Yep.
What did it mean to you to see Alex Ovechkin win a Stanley Cup?
Oh, I'm so happy for him. I think the guy's been the best player in NHL for, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe 8 years. And he finally got his goal. And he really carried the team and a couple other players. So I'm extremely happy for him.
Is he the number one athlete from Russia these days, or is there somebody else?
Oh, it's hard to say. There are so many sports popular, but maybe, you know, in the middle of June, yes, Alex Ovechkin is the best Russian athlete, yes.
So sports gambling has been legalized, even though it's going to take a while to go state by state and figure out, like, who's going to legalize, who's not. For people in our audience who might want to put some money on a team to win the World Cup, can you give people, like, 2 or 3 teams who you think have a really good chance to win this World Cup, which begins tomorrow?
This is probably the hardest World Cup this century to predict. I think it's one of the 6 teams, and I would say the top 4 would be Brazil, Germany, Spain, and France, and the other 2 that could possibly win are Belgium and Argentina. In the top 4, I think Brazil is not going to win it. So it's Germany, Spain, or France, and I would like to make a bold prediction. Although they have the highest odds to win, I would pick up France.
Okay, so France to win the World Cup. My last question, you are somebody who is really hard to buy gifts for. Is there anything that you want for Father's Day?
You really caught me off guard.
What was the last good gift somebody got you?
I think somebody gave me a really good knife.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Do you own a gun?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do that. Why do we not have a gun sponsor, by the way? This is you could be giving a discounted gun to your father.
We are missing a gun guy at 6'10".
Yeah.
All right, I lied. Here's my actual last question. Is there anything that you're worried about when we go to Russia from my standpoint? Like anything that you think I'll be unprepared for?
Yes, you'll be probably unprepared to... Like people smell in Russia. They don't, you know, take shower every day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can, will you subway and will you subway? Or you'll see a lot of cars without air conditioning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
what else. You'll see some weird Russian food which you have not seen in your life. It's going to be quite an experience for you, yes.
Now that you're an American with our kind of like freakish hygiene where we're like trying to scrub away the sin, are you going to have an adjustment? Kind of adjusting to Russian hygiene?
No. I'm going to keep American hygiene in place in Russia.
That's the way to go.
But that's what I'm wondering. I'm actually reading this book by an astronaut, Clayton Anderson, and he talks about when he started training with the Russians, that was one of the things he had to adjust to, was like that most of them don't brush their teeth all that often. And you got to get used to the... Yeah, I guess after a little while, you just don't notice it, right? Now, I know you're going to brush your teeth, but other people's bad breath, you just don't notice it when everybody's like that?
Not in a summer in a subway, Seth.
Oh boy. Oh, right. Boy, this is going to be great. I can't wait to hear about this with Mike. Oh,
I'll report back in about 3 weeks or so. Dad, we appreciate your time. I know you got to go back to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right, there's my dad on the show via the Buyers Barricades hotline. So he predicted France would win the World Cup, right? Did I write that down correctly?
Yes, he predicted France. It's interesting that he mentioned Spain because apparently in the last hour they fired their manager.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Just out of nowhere because he had the audacity to take a job with Real Madrid.
Uh-huh.
And they just fired him.
Oh, really?
They just fired him. All right.